Hi, today we will be discussing about the story of Vijay Mallya, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Is Vijay Mallya the villain that we portray him to be? Here are some facts about the businessman that will make you see him differently. Vijay's father, Vittal Mallya's demise was sudden, and the entire business empire fell on the shoulders of Vijay Mallya, who was 28 years old at that time. He turned the UB Group into a global brand which owns 55% of the Indian beer market. He targeted Shaw Wallace, which was a better and a bigger company that owned the Royal Challenge whiskey. In 1991, the liquor laws were relaxed, paving way for Mallya to become the leader of the leading liquor company in India. When he inherited the company, the annual sales were around 2.5 million cases. And by 2001, he was selling over 26 million cases. After the death of the chairman of Shaw Wallace, he acquired the company and turned the liquor business in his favor. Kingfisher Beer became a popular house drink. He became the owner of the cricket team Royal Challengers Bangalore and also sponsored the Force India Formula One Grand Prix racing team. With this success, he was called the King of Good Times. But soon, it came crashing down because of Kingfisher Airlines. He launched it in the year 2005 as the five-star hotel in the air. Due to the 2008 recession, the plans of Kingfisher Airlines crumbled. The rise in fuel prices and passenger shrink made the airline bankrupt in 2012. Vijay Mallya had procured loans from 17 banks, including State Bank of India, and private banks to save his sinking company. But this move backfired for him. Mallya owed 9,000 crores to these 17 banks. He was willing to repay the principal amount but wanted the interest rates to be waived off. Amidst this, Mallya became the poster boy of bank default. Many companies like Jet Airways owe much more money than Kingfisher. Reliance Communications owe a debt of 4,50,000 crores. Videocon Industries owe a debt of 40,000 crores. All these debts have not been paid by the companies and are looking to file for bankruptcy. In doing this, the lenders would not get a single rupee that has been given out as a loan. But the ethical businessman that he is, Vijay Mallya has offered to pay the principal amount, unlike others. Kingfisher could have filed for bankruptcy in the year 2012 and didn't have to go through all these legal battles with the banks. Mallya has written several letters to the Prime Minister and shared the same via his Twitter account. All his pleas have been turned down by the government. He had offered to pay the principal amount twice. One was 4,000 crores and another was 4,400 crores in the year 2016. Mallya stated that the principal amount borrowed was 5,200 crores along with the interest of 1,200 crores. The government has recovered 600 crores from the sale of pledged assets and 1,280 crores has been deposited in the Karnataka High Court. He even questioned the government for stating that his asset worth is 9,600 crores. Where certain properties bought in 1906 before the formation of Kingfisher had been attached. In his letter, he stated that he was wrongfully called a defaulter to have run away with 9,600 crores. He was accused of not taking care of his staff as many went home without pay. But he urged that he cared for his people, as around 66,000 employees were working in the UB Group for almost 20 to 30 years loyally. He even sent an application to the government to pay salaries to his employees, which was again ignored by the UBHL and the government. State Bank of India gave a loan of 1,500 crores and IDFC gave a sum of 900 crores. Both the banks bought shares of Kingfisher when it was listed in the stock market. But soon, the shares of Kingfisher fell and it was removed from the stock market. Thereby, the banks could not recover any money. UBHL and Vijay Mallya have applied to the Karnataka High Court to sell assets worth 13,900 crores under judicial supervision. The copy of the same has been attached in his letter. Mallya went to the UK on 2nd March 2017 when he was tipped that he was going to be arrested. He was arrested by the Metropolitan Police but got bail for the same. On 20th April 2020, his plea of extradition was rejected by the UK government. SBI had asked the UK government to declare him bankrupt, thereby settling his dues to them. But the UK government rejected the offer, stating that Mallya should be given time as his pleas in Karnataka court and the Supreme Court has not yet been reviewed.